Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to our show. I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is Let's Create a Better World. We also do everything on body, mind, spirit, strong work on healthy aging, living longer. But we cover a lot of territory, and we have a great guest today to talk about predictions, talk about mystic healing, talk about a lot of great issues. We'll introduce her in a few minutes, but let me make some announcements. First of all, I have our Stefan, you're there, right? How you doing, Stefan?
I'm doing great, Bobby. Stefan Rudolph, I'm here with Bobby, and just love being a part of your show and helping others, creating a better world, you know, going through physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritual growth all together. So we have a great guest. I'm very fired up and happy to be here.
Well, I'm fired up, too. I'm always fired up, especially with our show. We want to make this one of the best shows in the world, Stefan and Sonia. This is a show that covers a lot of great territory because people want to know what's going on. People are struggling. They're having major problems. We're going to talk about that today. A lot of great, great things. So, and towards the end, we have some really interesting things to talk about. So hang in there with us. We'll be most of the hour with Sonia. Let me first, before I introduce her, make a couple announcements. The next few weeks, we're going to talk about Earth Day, Earth Week, Earth Month. We have some native guests coming on. Native guests from talking about the history and how natives live differently, and how some of their culture and values were taken away, and the environment. We're going to talk about that. Climate change. We're going to have at least two different guests over the month of April. Today is April 2nd, Saturday. So welcome to April. All right. So also we're going to be talking about Alan Grayson. He's running for U.S. Senate in Florida. He is a congressman, but he's well known among progressive people. We love the guy. We want you to hear this show. He's going to talk about himself, his campaign, his goals. This guy is a idealistic, ahead of the times, new political revolution guy. This guy talks like Bernie Sanders and talks about like Gary Null. He talks about all the things we talk about on this show, and he talks with great perspective. So make sure you hear that show in a few weeks. We'll have him on. I'm excited about all these great shows we've had. Stefan, could you tell our listeners how they can get some of that? Because we've had about 8 or 9, maybe 10 weeks in a row of super, super guests, super shows. People have called me and told me your show's got better. You've had better guests with better issues. How do people get into the archive? Slowly, please.
Yeah, definitely, Bobby. And this is something that when people go online, they're going to go look up on the website is prn.fm, and that stands for Progressive Radio Network. .fm. So the website again is prn.fm, and that'll send you right to the main website. And under there, if you look up on shows, so you click on shows there, and you'll see under there, Let's Create a Better World is one of the shows. And from there, that'll link all the shows that we've done in our past history, so you can listen to all of them. They're great. They're about 1 hour each. And you'll see all of them. So once again, it's prn.fm, and then go under shows and look for Let's Create a Better World.
And if you have a special show, you remember the date, put the date in, and that'll bring that up. And you can also, if you forget all what we said about prn.fm, you can go to progressiveradionetwork.com, is what I'm told. Okay, what else do we have to do? A lot of good things going on. Okay, let me introduce our guest. We're going to be on most of the hour. We've got some really exciting things to talk about. First, let me say that a lot of people are predicting doom. Horrible, horrible weather disasters, horrible outcome of the climate change, global warming, more big major depression, major recessions all over the world, the money falling apart, people falling apart worse than ever. And we agree that some of this is going to happen, but we have myself and our guest today, we have a very optimistic goal, an optimistic view of this, a positive view, and of how things can happen. And she's going to talk about how you can, people that are struggling, how they can change that, turn it around. She's a teacher, a counselor, an author. Let me introduce her right now. She's author of a new book called Earth Angel. This is she's a mystic healer, mystic and healer. And she is been on shows such as Beyond Belief. She's been on many major shows. George Norrie, she's been on his show. He's got the show called Coast to Coast. So she's got to be somebody special to be on that show and to be on my show here. Thank you. All right. She is also really into a lot of things. I'm going to let her talk about herself first, but she's an internationally known energy healer, physical. She helps people that call in with physical, mental, and other kind of problems that they have. And this is great. I know for a fact how good she is because she worked on me. And I can tell you that she's excellent because I've been around a lot of healers. I'm an intuitive myself. So I'm just so blessed and happy to have her on. Okay, so Sonia Grace, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you, Bobby. I'm great. I'm really happy to be here and just honored to be your guest. Thank you so much.
And we're privileged and honored to have you. And we're also privileged and honored to have all these great listeners coming in. We're getting more and more listeners that are progressive. Some know a little bit. Some know a medium amount. Some know a lot about progressive issues, healing, and such. So we always start with some real basic things, beginner stuff, so people can know who you are and what you do. Tell our audience, please, how you got into all this and then how some of the things that you're doing now, please.
Well, the first thing I want to say that's so exciting, since it's April 2nd and we are, you know, you're talking to different Native people, is I have Native blood, and my Choctaw Cherokee heritage also sort of interwoven with some Norwegian. I was adopted on the Hopi Reservation, and I have lived out on the reservation for quite some time. And my, I'm called a medicine woman out there, but I tend to call myself a mystic and a healer. And the reason I am doing any of this is because I was very unusual as a child. My earliest memory was seeing my guides, my helpers, and their high angelic beings. I saw them when I was 2 years old. And it was kind of comical. I used to roll the crib across the floor and bang on the door so my mom would come and get me. And if any of you out there listening remember how heavy cribs were back in the day, they were very heavy, and a small two-year-old child wasn't really capable of rolling those things across the floor. And they would stand on both sides of it and smiling and just roll me across the floor. And my mom could never figure it out, and to this day is puzzled by the whole thing. And I continued on through my childhood seeing the spirit realm, hearing it, feeling it, smelling it, and was born with these gifts. But, you know, as many people went through trying times, trying to navigate and find my way, luckily my mom had the good sense to put me into ballet class, and I trained as a classical ballerina and had quite a career on stage for a decade, and was with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, and you know, just got to kind of work out some things physically in my body before I really, you know, went into hyperspace and, you know, started doing some of this work as a healer. And I, you know, trained with different teachers who really gave me the platform of which I could navigate and work my gifts and, you know, learn how to do healing work from a place of, you know, clarity and integrity, and understand how all of this work is not, it's not easy. It's not, you know, not everybody comes out of school and says, gee, I want to be a surgeon when I grow up. Some people are squeamish and they don't like the sight of blood, and, you know, other people would rather work on cars or, you know, do something else. And so, you know, what I do is very specialized. It's going in and restructuring tissue, it's repairing lesions and working on cancer and, you know, aligning bones. And I mean, you name it, I've worked on it. And it's very rewarding because a lot of people feel much better and have healing and great success with whatever the work is that we've done. But it's also, it's very difficult as well because, you know, like a surgeon, I see people all day long, but I'm long distance, and I'm able to put myself in front of that person wherever they are in the world and work on them. And that's, again, one of the gifts that I have. I don't have the same relationship to time and space that most people do. So I'm able to put myself wherever that person is. And Bobby, you experienced that when I worked on you.
Yes.
And I go in and do the work and oftentimes really address the emotional body as well, because I feel so much of what's going on in the physical body started in the emotional body. So I address emotional wounds. I address karma. I work on those things. I can clear things karmically for people. And, you know, some people call me and they just want to ask, you know, questions about their business. Some of my clients are right. CEOs of large corporations, and they just want to ask me business questions. And some people really want to get down and do the work and go inward and really excavate the emotional wounds from their childhood and past lives. So it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. For our listeners, this is Sonja Grace, a mystic healer. She does a lot of things. We're going to be talking more about, I want to talk about your native culture a little later, but also get into how people are struggling. But let me let our listeners know that this is Let's Create a Better World, Healthy Aging, Body, Mind, Spirit. And Stefan Rudolph's going to have a question for you, too, in a minute. But let's get back to struggling. People are struggling everywhere, spiritually, mentally, mm-hmm. physically. The world is getting worse and worse, especially in this country, but all over the world. Let's talk about that, Sonja.
Okay, part of the struggle that we're experiencing is we're in a particular phase of humanity, and I have a new book coming out called Spirit Traveler. It'll be out in September with Findhorn Press, and I talk about this in depth in this book. And as we have moved into the fifth dimension, meaning we left the fourth dimension when the Mayan calendar ended, we're in a much higher frequency. And people don't know how to navigate within that frequency. They're all discombobulated. They've got weird neck pain. They're hearing ringing in their ears. You know, they've got spine pain, weird headaches. I mean, I've heard it all. And it's consistent across the globe that everybody is feeling this shift. And the shift
yes.
is we're in a higher frequency, higher vibration. So how do people navigate that? We have to let go of how we used to do things. The fourth dimension is over. And how we used to sell a house or, you know, do business or do some kind of transaction, it's not that way anymore. This higher frequency is literally demanding everyone to put themselves in service to source, which is why we've got this, you know, bonanza going on of everybody wanting their spiritual life. And they want it now, you know. I had somebody call me the other day. Well, I want to be enlightened now. And I laughed. I was like, okay. you go get that. Because it's a lengthy process. It's something that we strive to achieve in this lifetime, but we may not. But it's not always the goal that is the prize. It's the process. So as we're in this higher frequency, it's really, really important to know and to understand that your process is that's the heart of the whole situation. That's what you want to go for, is what your process is and how deep you're going into your emotional wounds and all the stuff that make you up to who you are, and that you're getting that stuff handled so that you can be in a higher vibration. Because it's not that we are supposed to, you know, just do nothing. We're visitors here on Earth, so we have to step up our game and raise our vibration so we can meet this fifth dimension. Otherwise, right. we just get sort of left behind and other things happen.
Beautiful. Well said. Very good. Mm-hmm. Stefan, you had a great question.
Yeah, this is great. It's a topic that we're all very much related to, or can relate to, but some of us just don't know it at this time because there's so much going on around us. You had some great points about feeling the vibration but not knowing what to do. And that's something that we talk about with intuition. And I loved how you said being patient, because it's like, I want this energy now. I want this change now. I personally went through this. And I had epilepsy in the past, and I had brain surgery. It didn't work. And the way I healed this was exactly what you're talking about, Sonja, was the way to heal yourself is through meditation, through I did more prayer, holistic healing. It's exactly what you're talking about, and trusting your intuition. So when I would eat some bad food or something that happened, that's exactly what was going on. So I'd like you to talk maybe about trusting our intuition and explaining a little bit more about that and letting our listeners know how they can help their dis-ease and come over that.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a beautiful story. I'm glad that worked for you. That's really great. You know, I teach meditation. I do meditation retreats all over the world, and I've got one coming up in May in Scotland. And I'm so moved because I work with people all over, you know, by phone, long distance by phone, day in and day out. So when I have a meditation retreat and I get to see people in person, you know, and work with them in that way, it's really fun. I've gotten to meet clients that I've worked with for 10, 15 years, and suddenly we're seeing each other in person for the first time, and it's so wonderful. And I feel that this form, doing meditation, is what helps us reconnect to our intuition. It gets us back to that internal navigational system that is quite reliable. It's a part of our soul body, but somewhere in our childhood, usually, we experience a disconnect. You know, we have a parent that tells us, no, that's not right. No, you don't feel that. Stop crying. You know, something shuts that down, and we stop trusting it. So we have all these people walking around the planet who don't really trust their own feelings or their own intuition because somewhere along the line it did get shut down. And it doesn't make anyone's parents wrong. It's just, it's an issue of management, like, both my kids are crying, stop crying, you know. We're running around trying to manage the situation. But our parents went through that, and their parents went through it, and on down the line. So it comes to the same thing I was just talking about. In this fifth dimension, we must approach everything from a different place because we're in a higher frequency. So we have to start walking our talk. We have to start really approaching our lives as being in service, not just, oh, yeah, I do this over here once in a while, but then the rest of the time I'm this way. Uh-uh. You are in your spiritual body all the time. It's every day, every moment of every day. And thirdly, we have this internal system, this intuition that is guiding us. And if yours got broken when you were a child, you know, call me. And if you need some kind of navigation to help you repair that, meditation's one of the best ways to do that. I teach a particular grounding meditation that addresses the energy in the body and grounding the energy in the body. Because our natural, like, hookup system is with the earth. I mean, yes. If we connect our energy to the earth, it's amazing what we feel, what can happen, how much more energy we have, and how that feeds that big space around you called your aura. You know, your electromagnetic field is so tied to the earth. And source, of course, God, the universe, creator, whatever you call it, comes down through the top of your head, that energy. The earth energy comes up through your feet. And there is a riot, an explosion of those two energies colliding at the heart. And that's where our creativity and our love and our all of the stuff that we feel when we're really jazzed about what we're doing, that's where it's coming from. And
I love how you said energy surgeon. I think that was great. You mentioned that you're an energy surgeon.
That's true.
And you can heal. I went through that same thing you said about auras. That really hit home. With my epilepsy, I had auras. I had small moles. And I had to pay attention to those. So a lot of us, like you're talking about, have to become our own energy surgeon with awareness, right?
Yes, we have to become aware of what the triggers are and what our resistance is. Our body holds a tremendous amount of resistance. And, you know, having been a dancer for most of my life, I really understand where that resistance is, what happens, why is that resistance, why am I holding my shoulder that way? You know, why can't my shoulder just relax? Well, what is the resistance? It's an emotional component that's in the shoulder, you know. It's like a feeling of frustration and resentment. Oh, that's what's in the shoulder. And, you know, go in and excavate that out, and suddenly the shoulder is free.
Wow. Awesome. Sonja, I got some major topics to talk about, but first, real quick, What kind of dancing? I'm a dancer, and I teach it, and mm-hmm. I've been all over the world doing modern dance, but what kind of dance do you do or have you done?
I was trained as a classical ballerina. I was trained in classical ballet. Of course, I did jazz and modern, and, you know, I was mm-hmm. trained in Feldenkrais and all kinds of different movement therapy. I teach yoga now. I teach a type mm-hmm. of yoga called cellular yoga, and I really focus on not only the breath and just what I was talking about, bringing source through the top of the head and the earth energy up the legs to the heart, but I also focus on the cells in the body while in movement so that we are activating them from a different place of consciousness. And I teach Super. This kind of cellular yoga before each day that we start in a meditation retreat. It's really fun.
Your meditation work in a few months might have want to have you back to do a whole mm-hmm. show strictly on meditation, maybe one mm-hmm. or two other issues, but where, if you don't mind, and I'm saying this right in front of all mm-hmm. our listeners, I would love to have you do a meditation right on the radio where everybody mm-hmm. can sit, relax, and you show them, you can do mm-hmm. a simple one and a more difficult one. We want to teach people how to do meditation. It is so mm-hmm. wonderful. I do it before mm-hmm. I go to in the morning when I wake up, and before I go to sleep. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It helps mm-hmm. to get air into your oxygen. It calms you down. It's so wonderful. Just like yoga. Yoga's great, too. Anyway,
right.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah.
So we're speaking to Sonia Grace on this show. I'm Bobby Elias, and our co-host is Stefan Rudolph. We're here talking about all kinds of issues having to do with prophecy of what's going to happen, about Native Americans. We're going to talk about those two issues next, about the environment. We're going to talk about her work, and then at the end, she's going to give a 3 or 4 minute final thoughts and inspire you, motivate you to change your life by using some of her work. And she's going to give you her contact information. I wholly, wholly advise you to give this woman a chance. Look at her emails, look at her webpage, I should say. Check out her books. She's wonderful. I know because I've worked with her. And I'm really happy to have her because she's getting bigger and bigger all over the world in her work. So, Sonia, the next thing to talk about would be, and we're going to go from the Native American culture into the world issues that we mentioned, how our listeners tune in, stay with us, because we're going to talk about all the prophecies that so many people are saying the world is doomed with horrible, horrible outcomes of the weather, horrible outcomes with money and finances and depressions. And we're going to talk about that and how bad it might not be as bad as they say. But first, the Native culture. The Native culture has been devastated by the settlers that came in 200 years ago and such, and it's just been the whole culture has been just robbed of their language, their culture, their land, treaties, lies. It's been a horrible, horrible situation, and there are movements going around, Sonia, to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Day, and mm-hmm. I'm a part of that also. But mm-hmm. the question for you is, tell our listeners about the Native culture, some of the things, not only for healing, but just in general, why the culture was so great, what you learned as a child, what you learned as a grown-up, what's going on with the culture now? Let our listeners know that, please. Go right ahead.
Okay. First of all, you know, it's very different when you live and have more of a upfront and personal experience on a reservation versus being an urban Indian and, you know, you're living amongst other people and different
right.
cultures and things. At this point in time, there's a lot of really tough things going on the reservations. There's a tremendous amount of drug and alcohol abuse, and there's no jobs, and there's a lot of poverty and a lot of people who are struggling. At the same time, there's people who do have jobs, and there's people who are thriving, and there's people where I'm from out on the Hopi Reservation who are very much involved in their culture, in the ceremonies, and in maintaining those things. And, you know, many of the Pueblo, reservations will contact the Hopi tribe and ask to learn some of these things because they've already lost them. They don't have anyone left that remembers. And you know what a lot of people in today's society, you know, not on the reservation, just people all over, what they don't understand when they get into this spiritualism, I want to learn everything, I want to absorb everything all at once, is they don't have that reverence and respect that Native people automatically grow up with because there is a system in place. You don't talk about these things until this child has been initiated. You don't talk about these things unless you are a part of that particular clan or that particular group. And you respect that. You don't walk around and have some kind of attitude like, well, I deserve to know everything, you know? Why do you hold that back from me? And I see, that's a big problem in today's culture to me, that people have this entitlement that they're supposed to know everything and they're supposed to have all the information, and how dare you hold back anything from me? And yet, it's completely the opposite. You know, where I'm from, you know, you really recognize that this clan or this group are the ones that take care of this ceremony, and they need this group and this group to complete it. And if they're not there or someone's missing, then that ceremony doesn't happen. You know, but in white society, it's like, no, you know, well, you know, I heard about that. We can do that. And so there's a certain kind of respect for ceremony and for the earth and for learning, for learning. That's so important. And I talked about that. The three of us just talked about that a few minutes ago, about this, you know, hurry up, I need to be enlightened, I want to ascend.
Right.
And really, I want to say this to the listeners. What is that? Why is it that we cannot be in this moment and simply celebrate that we're alive, we're on this beautiful planet, and we have full access to our own inner peace if we just take the time to sit down and do the work? It's
That's
not
exactly.
something
That's
that we're going to get to
the
buy
inner peace
off
that you
a grocery
talk about
shelf.
The outer awareness, right? If you become aware of your ego, right, that's what I feel like you're going toward. The ego kind of blocks our inner energy out. Is that correct? Like there's a part of us that doesn't want to see what's going on, right?
Sure, the ego gets in the way because we're in a society where we can just, you know, buy what we want. We can, you know, we're not living like Native people used to live on the land where we are dependent upon, okay, Bobby, you're going to go hunting tonight and get food for us, and you know, I've got the fire going and I'm going to cook it when you bring it back. We're not dependent in that way anymore. We can go out and, you know, get a package of noodles and cook it in 2 minutes. We're a get-quick-fix society.
Yeah, right.
And that's how many people have approached spiritualism, is I want it now. Oh, I read that book. I know those things. You know, you really don't. People have to experience things. That's why I do these meditation retreats, so people can have a first-hand experience of what it feels like when I raise the frequency, when people go into a deep state of meditation and the frequency gets raised so high that you feel high. You didn't smoke anything. You feel high, though. You know, and it's incredible. It's an incredible experience. And I love teaching people that you can get high through meditation without getting high. I love that.
Yes, that's right.
And I feel like, you know, my Native culture has really taught me a tremendous amount of patience, and that it takes time. And, you know, I went years ago on what's called Homblecha, which is a vision quest, and I did this several times. You sit on a hillside, you know, someone puts you in an altar, and you know, it's all done properly and according to the medicine man that's, you know, keeping track of what's going on with you. And you fast. You no water, no food for 4 days, and you pray for your life. And it's intense. And, you know, I tell you, when people understand that and they understand what that does to your awareness of life, and what's important in life, and what we need to be alive here, boy, it changes everything. It really does. And I'm so grateful that I had those experiences, because it taught me a lot about patience and being able to sit and just be in prayer and trust. Here's that trusting thing again. Trust that, you know, Creator, the universe, the goddess, the earth, are going to be there. They're going to provide and be there for us.
That's what we talk about on this show, all the good things. So many people talk about the bad things. We're going to talk about that right now. But, you know, speaking of Native Americans, and you're a Hopi going way back or going to your mm-hmm. childhood, you were brought up that way on a reservation. Wonderful story. I saw a movie this past weekend. It was Women's Month. And they showed, it was Women's Day with films by women, five major films of women. Mm-hmm. They were all over the country. One woman, the feature film called Rainbow Something, the reason I didn't get the title was because I came in, somebody was disturbing me while I was walking in, and I didn't see the title clip. But called, I'll get the name of it, and I want you to see this movie. I want you to, I'll give you mm-hmm. information about it, Sonia. Mm-hmm. It, okay. The whole story is about the Hopis and the Navajos, how they live side mm-hmm. by side in Arizona, and mm-hmm. all the trials and tribulations they went through as they began yeah. with the land that they had, and then the white settlers came in and made treaties with them, and so many horrible mm-hmm. things happened to these poor people. Eventually, some of them were killed, tortured, and just massacred. Mm-hmm. It was terrible. I mean, it was really right. bad. As one native said, when usually the settlers win, and it's called a victory for the people. It's called because they're the chosen people. But when we win a battle, it's called a massacre. We massacred them. Anyway, getting mm-hmm. back, I'll get that information to you, and I do want to talk to you more in person, one-on-one with you, about the Native cultures, mm-hmm. because you have a lot to know about that, and say, I am a Mexican-American, supposedly, but mm-hmm. my color and my background and my parents, we have a lot of, my mother has Hopi and Navajo, my dad has Apache. We are Mexican, so we were infiltrated by the Spanish. And mm-hmm. so I would say 20% of me is Spanish or Middle Eastern, and the rest is Native. And I'm proud of that, and I want to mm-hmm. learn that. A lot of Mexicans don't even know that. They think they're Spanish. Or, in fact, in New mm-hmm. York, they call Latino Spanish. Well, Spanish yeah. is from Spain. You're not. And the president that was here, Ronald Reagan, gave us the name Hispanic. That means a Spanish person. We're not Spanish. Mm-hmm. We're Mexicans or Latinos, or I don't even like the word Latino. But anyway, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. let me get back to reality here. We're speaking to Sonia Grace. This is Bobby Elias and Stefan Rudolph with Let's Create a Better World and Healthy Aging. And we're talking now, this is the feature of our talk. I want to talk, and you can take your time talking about it. I want to give you my point first about the world, what's happening in this world, what the doomsayers are saying. The predictions are coming from some very good people on both sides of this prediction. More people mm-hmm. are saying the weather is going to be really, really, really bad. Storms are going to be out of control, hurricanes, mm-hmm. earthquakes, and we're in for a lot of hell because of the climate change, global warming. It's the fact that global warming is bad. Right now, the Arctic is going into major turbulence. We had a guest on a year ago talking about the Marshall Islands are going under little by little. But there are good people around, like we said, and there are predictions and there are good things that are going to happen that it won't be as bad as they're saying, Sonia. So what I'm saying mm-hmm. is this. Weather and financial. We're breakdown completely of money. Stock, Wall Street will go down. Depression, repression, financial holocaust. Really bad. Mm-hmm. That's what they're mm-hmm. saying. I say, mm-hmm. yes, we're going to have a few years of badness, but I think eventually people will round up. They're doing it now. There's a shift going on, as you said earlier. And right, our guest right. last week talked about a shift. And mm-hmm. I have a number of healers, mediums that have said, told me, agree with what I'm saying and what you're about to say, that it will be bad, but not as bad as they're saying. Your take on mm-hmm. that, please.
Okay. Well, when you talk about all that doom and gloom, I get really worked up. I'm like, okay, let's run now.
I know.
You know, it is. It's fear is an amazing thing, and when we understand the emotions that we're feeling, and I don't mean intellectualize them. I mean when we really feel fear and we accept that that's a part of our human experience. The same with anger or frustration or resentment. Hatred, whatever it is, when we really accept that in our body, this is a part of the palette of emotions that I've been handed to have this human experience, we start to diffuse the power that that emotion has over us. And so then we're able to start to observe the fear or the anger or the resentment or the jealousy. We can observe it. And the shelter that I choose to build and create is inside me. It's that deep place of inner peace. And my guides keep telling me daily, the more people go into this state of inner peace inside themselves, the more that we will create that in our world, and the more that we will have that safe haven, that place from which we can retreat to, because there may be some turbulence going on the planet. So in saying this, yes, I think there's going to be some turbulence. Of course, there always has been. The Earth is a turbulent place. There's
yes.
earthquakes and volcanoes and all kinds of disruption all the time. But, you know, we're all feeling the end of this phase of humanity, because that's what we're coming to. The phase began at the time of Atlantis and Lemuria, and that's when we moved into the fourth dimension. And we've gone all the way through lifetime after lifetime, all of us having multiple lifetimes, until the end of the Mayan calendar, which marked the end of the fourth dimension. Now
right.
we've moved into the fifth dimension, and everybody's feeling this rush, this hurry, hurry, I've got to get there. And it's because this phase of humanity is coming to a close. Is it a bad thing? No, I don't see it as a bad thing. Does it mean that we're all going to incarnate and come back to Earth? No, I think we're all going to incarnate on a different planet, somewhere else in the galaxy or the universe. I do not see most of us coming back here. And what I do see is that we are moving towards what's called the Golden Era. And the Golden Era is a time of which we have moved completely out of dualism. There's no more right or wrong, good or bad, hot or cold, as to how we measure our reality. That measuring is already built into your soul body. There
mm-hmm.
will simply be just a time that people exist in a state of complete oneness with Source and the Earth. And those of us who, you know, maybe move on before this golden era begins, we will incarnate somewhere else. And subsequently, many people will. There's a whole new group of souls coming in that are being born. So many starseeds and parents of these starseeds that I talk to and help daily, so that they can understand their child and where their child came from, and, you know, what is their purpose, because they're so different and unusual and sort of magical.
And Tony, a quick question here. Is this any way related to 12/21/12, when the Mayans said that's when the world, people thought it was going to end, but it's not. Of course, there was a shift. Is that related to what you're talking about?
Yeah, that was the end of the fourth world. Excuse me, that was the end of the fourth dimension. The Hopis believe that we're still in the fourth world, but that will come to a close and move into the fifth world. And I see us having moved from this fourth dimension into the fifth dimension, and we're transitioning now because we're coming towards the end of a phase of humanity. And if you look at history and how different the human body has shaped and morphed, you can really see structurally how we've had these different phases of humanity.
Sonia, you know, a lot of indigenous cultures, including the native cultures of different places in this country, have predicted the golden age, as you were saying. I've talked about it, and people ask me when it's going to happen, and that's a tough question. But beyond that, also the Mayan calendar and the Nostradamus also predicted hard times, but then a golden, harmonious time was coming, mm-hmm. a better, cleaner, more loving planet where there'll be more peace. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be better. I see that. Your thoughts mm-hmm. on that?
Okay, Bobby, let me ask you a question. When you have a closet in your house that's just been stacked with stuff and it's too full, and what do you do? What do you do with that?
Clean it out, get rid of the clutter.
Uh-huh. Okay, so there's your answer. The Earth is the body. We're
clutter.
Living on her body, and she's
right.
going to clean out, because she's
yeah.
gotten, you know, just an incredible case of, you know, all kinds of things going on here that's complicating her life. And we as humans, visitors of this beautiful planet, and our mission here is to be the caretakers of this planet, we're a part of that. So she may need to clean out a little bit. We, you know, nothing happens in history and time that we can't handle. Yes, it's shocking. Yes, it's horrifying. When, you know, Fukushima happened, oh my God, it was just unbelievable. It was the shock that everybody around the world felt. It was like, unbelievable. You guys remember that. But it didn't happen like boom, 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 and we had like five Fukushimas all in a row. No, the Creator and the Earth have more compassion for us than that. It was one event, and then we have another event, maybe 5 years down the road, and another event. And yes, the seas are rising, but they're not rising 3 feet in one day. They are rising. They're giving us time to prepare for this. They're giving us time and saying, yes, the sea is rising because the waters are warming, and this is what happens before the Earth goes into an ice age. And that's what I've been predicting for quite some time, is that we're actually headed for an ice age, and the Earth will warm first.
Right. Excellent. I like that. You know, I wanted to let our listeners know that we're winding down. We've got about 8-9 minutes left, Sonia, and I want pretty soon to give your contact information. So let's finish up, wrap up as we go along. A couple things. The people are saying we didn't talk too much about the economic fallout and how it's going to get bad. One of the things that I say about all this is that people, it's a smaller world now with social media, with the internet, and people are communicating more. People, and there's a shift going on, a real shift. Mm-hmm. I feel it in every phase. Our guest last week talked about that, and I agree. I've been talking about that too. Just your thoughts on the economic boom and the shift that's coming.
Mm-hmm. I do not see a big fall in the financial market. I've not ever seen that.
Good.
There's too many people out there that have great stakes in this. There's too many people who are in positions of power that I believe would think it insanity for something like that to happen at this point in our country's development.
Well said.
Do not see a giant economic fall. I see some bumps in the road, some things that make people kind of, you know, gasp for air once in a while. But we will get through it. And I really feel the biggest message I want to give the listeners today is we are responsible for creating our own reality.
That's right.
And when we can step out of being either the victim or the perpetrator or bully, and now in today's world, we can step out of those roles and take responsibility for creating the world that we want, which means how are you going to look at money and finances? Are you going to look at it from a place of fear, or are you going to look at it and embrace it that you are provided for, that you trust deep down in your heart that Source is going to provide for you? Because you put that kind of energy out into the universe is going to respond. If you put fear out, the universe will respond with fear.
Sonia,
exactly. Let's create a better world, right? That's even the name of the show.
Yes, right. Exactly.
And one thing about that, I probably promised our guest last week and some our listeners that in 2 or 3 months, we want to have a show strictly on what all of us together, not just this radio show and the radio station, but activists, progressive people, and people of all stripes all over the world. What can we do to make this a better world? And I'm going to talk to you about that. Possibly, I've got 4 or 5 people in mind. You're one of them. Where because of your vast knowledge of what you just said over the last 3 or 4 minutes, I agree 100% about the financial collapse that they're dooming. Mm-hmm. Too many great people are not going to let that happen. Too many organizations, even some governments, are going to stand up and say, "No, we stop. We've gone too far. We've got to change this." And that goes for climate change too. That's the biggest, ugliest thing of all in my what I see. That's going to be the toughest one to, because there's so much money interest in climate change, and money interest in greed is just killing this country and the world. I'll tell you what. Take two or three or four minutes for a final thoughts, and then we'll wind out with your contact information. We've got to finish the show pretty soon. Go right ahead. Your final talk.
Okay. So a thought for the listeners is from my book, Become an Earth Angel, Advice and Wisdom for Finding Your Wings and Living in Service. I list the common characteristics of an earth angel: authenticity, a need to help others, integrity, sensitivity, humility, healing, compassion, a sense of purpose, a connection to your past lives, and most of all, love. And every person in the world, you know, has an interaction with those things. Every person has you know, to some degree, that kind of connection. And I believe that there is a real call right now for people to be living in service and understanding that their spiritualism is their daily walk and their daily talk. And I encourage all of you to really take that step to no longer separate yourself from Source, which is the core wound that we all suffer from, but to really align yourself with Source and with the Earth so that you are truly the vessel that you're meant to be. And humanity's mission, you know, for being here is to love at the deepest level of our beings, and that is your experience.
Right, excellent. That is great. Oh, your contact information. But please give it to us slowly. We have people that say that some of the people talk a little too fast. Slowly, clearly, and whatever you want people to contact you. And I want, before you give it, I want to tell our listeners, this woman's amazing. She did told me some things that were really great. I believe in her work. I believe in everything that she's saying. We agree with her and we love her. So give her a shot. Look at her materials. Take a look at the book or read about what the book is and see if it rhymes with you. Your contact information, please, slowly.
Yes, yes, it's Sonja, my website, Sonja, S-O-N-J-A, Grace, G-R-A-C-E.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Mystic Healer, Sonja Grace. I've got a fan page. I'm on Twitter, Sonja Grace Guide. I'm on Instagram, Sonja Grace Guide. So connect with me on any of those sites. It would be really nice to hear from the listeners.
We've got another 2 minutes with you at least. Stefan, did you have anything else, any thoughts about the show today and what you think of the future of having her on again? And just anything you want to say, Stefan, what do you say?
Yeah, this is great because the energy awareness and related to what I'd like to talk more about next time, I'll definitely have her on again, talk about dis-ease and overcoming obstacles. That's part of my story, especially when it comes to, there was a good part about being patient with our life. And, you know, when people use, abuse, drink, whatever they do, they're really escaping. So that was the part that hit home, is you had mentioned just being able to have awareness and slow down and breathe, you know, be thankful, attitude of gratitude, those type of things. But just not be in a hurry and a rush. That's really what I got out of this, was being a part of life and not trying to get to life somewhere else in the future before we know it, it's over and we missed out.
Exactly. And you know, we are infinite as souls. We are infinite. We always have been. We always will be. So the rush as to what we need to accomplish, to me, is much more based around how much are you loving? Are you loving people all over the world as much as you love your kids or your parents or your family? That's the question to ask, because when I see people and I'm doing a session and, you know, their dad or their mom or grandma comes through and wants to talk to them, that's what almost everybody on the other side is talking about. It's not what they did on Earth. It's how much they loved. That's what we need to think about.
We talked about that last week with our guest, that we think that love is a major, major answer to the problems of the world. It's not easy to teach people love because there's not enough of it in this world, but somehow through social media, through the young people, through the change in this world and through the shift, love can be a major factor in making this a better world. Your thoughts on that very quickly.
I absolutely agree, and I feel that in order to get to that love, we must love our inner child first, and we must learn how to parent that inner child so that we can heal. And when we heal the child within us, then we have the capacity to love others at a much greater level.
You explained that about loving yourself so nicely, about your inner child. I love that. But everybody has to love themselves, as she's just said, and we're going to talk about that too in future shows. That's so important. That's a start on changing your life. Love yourself. Get away from the anger, the hate, and the ugliness of your life, the toxicity, and all the bad experiences. You got to drop and forget and let go of all the bad things, the past, because many of us have very strong, ugly issues in our past. We've got to let them go. Live for today. Savor the very moment and move to a better life. I'm sure you agree with that.
I do. I do. And I'm a real fan of doing the work. So, you know, that's what I do with people day in and day out, is help them process and clear this stuff from their not only their bodies, but their karma and everything that they're carrying internally. And I think it's a really important part of our experience is to deal with things, to not hide from them or, you know, kind of put them away in your body and then 20 years down the road create some form of cancer. You know, we have to deal with stuff.
Great, great. And Sonia, I'm going to, as we go off, I'm going to call you again, get another session with you, and then also talk about future ideas for shows, talk about the Native American culture. I have that film I want to tell you about. And also our main office on Gary Knoll came up with some unbelievable research on the 30th, which was yesterday, on his show, GaryKnoll.com. And his show is on every day at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. His show, he went for about 15 minutes. He gave the history. He gave all the great leaders, and Geronimo and all the great ones, Sitting Bull, about each of them. He gave about 12, 13 major Native leaders and what they had to say about what happened when the white man came in and destroyed their culture, what they had to say about their own culture and what's going wrong with the way that people have changed this world. And it was so beautiful. I will talk to you about all that later. But thank you so much, Sonia, for coming on with us.
Thank you.
You're
Thanks.
Very
Love
welcome.
You guys. Thank you for having me on.
Yes,
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
You're beautiful. All right. Stepan, great show, wasn't it?
Oh, it was awesome. Yeah. It shows me personally that I'm on the right path, and I feel everybody can pay attention to this, because we have to know when we have someone like her come into our life. And for all the listeners out there that hear about this, and you know that there's something going on in your life where you're battling and trying to overcome obstacles, or things just aren't going right and you're not happy with yourself, there has to be a time to find yourself and become one with yourself by listening to the energy within, you know, and just being aware of what's going on in your life and how to slow things down, you know, and give peace a chance, but give this life a chance, and you'll be a lot happier in life.
Right. And, you know, Stepan, I'm going to pat myself in the back for bringing people like her on. My intuition, I thought about three or four people to put in this spot where her talking about the world and about intuition and talking about all the things she talks about. And I couldn't find a better one than her. Just talking to her, she was so wonderful, just where she was right now. And we do definitely want to have her on again. And I'm just blessed to have her as a new friend and getting a session from her, by the way. Also, so let me just wind down, Stepan, and could you please tell our listeners, as I just finished saying, our show last week, many people consider one of the best shows we've ever had. It was Ellie Laks, L-A-K-S, who talked about the General Barn, which she runs. She wants to have one in every state in this country, where she takes care of animals that nobody else wants and changes them. And the system she uses to rehab is better than the way they rehab human beings. And she has big, big dreams and ideas. We talked about the world, just as we just did with Sonia, about how we can make a better world and how love is so important and how people need to be kinder to each other. It was just a great, great show. If you want to get that show, the date was May the 26th. Tell our listeners how they can get to the archives and hear some of these great shows we've had on the last 9 weeks or so.
Yeah, to all the listeners, just go on to our website, which is prn.fm. So go on the internet and type in, it's under Progressive Radio Network, so it's prn.fm. And under there, you can go to shows. You'll see a little bit down, you just click on shows. And you can scroll down and look for Let's Create a Better World. There's a link there. But, Bobby, I'm going to make it even easier for people, too, because I do online marketing, and I'm familiar with this. What I'll do is I'm going to have a domain name, and it's called Click for Growth. Click, and then F-O-R, growth. Click for growth. And I'll put that directly to the shows, so it'll make it a lot easier. So if people, to make it real simple, just type in click, F-O-R, growth, clickforgrowth.com, and that'll go right to Bobby's shows here, to our shows on Progressive Radio Network, and it'll make it real easy. So clickforgrowth.com.
Great, beautiful. Thank you. I like that. And our listeners should know this, Stepan is an outstanding webmaster, social media. He does business. He helps a lot of people with anything to do with the internet, computers, and
Everything has been going down that route for 8 years, Bobby. And now my book has come out actually as of Thursday here on the 31st. I know the show's on Saturday, but we just launched it on the 31st. I just wanted to give a little shout out for Les Brown, who's one of our mm-hmm. co-authors
right.
in this book. And if everybody wants to go check it out, it's on the website itself is Living with Heart Online. So the name of the book is called Living with Heart,
right.
and it talks about my obstacles and overcoming it. So the website is livingwithheartonline.com.
Good.
Check
yes, now you know that's an outstanding book. Let me finish the show up. I want to just thank everybody for being here with us. But first of all, let me say next week, the next few weeks, this month, we're going to talk about Earth Day, Earth Week, Earth Month, all the Native American history that we're going to talk about, the weather, the climate change, the global warming, the air, the land, the water, what's going on. We may have on a guest we had a year ago that just blew everybody away, a young 26-year-old girl that wrote a poem at the UN summit on the environment. And I may want to put that on again. It's a 7-minute tape. But let's see how we go. But we also are going to have Alan Grayson on in the next few weeks. He's running for U.S. Senate in Florida. He's a superstar upcoming, just like Bernie Sanders has been for the number of years. And we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders, about Alan Grayson's campaign, about the political world, the corruption. We're going to talk about a lot of great things that our show, Progressive Radio Network, Gary Null, and all of us feel, and our listeners too. So we got a lot of great stuff coming up. The Native American culture also, and we're going to talk about creating a better world, healthy aging, etc. Now, for those of you that want to tell your friends to listen to the station, 712, call this number and you can hear the show on your phone. I'm talking fast because I got a lot of things to say in the next 2 minutes. Area 712-775-6850. I'll give that on again next week. Hear this show, this station, on that number. Just call that number. You can hear it. You don't have to have a computer or laptop. Now, also, I want to thank everybody that's been on this show. I want to tell you, be sure to keep listening to our show. We've got a lot of excitement coming on. I'm excited. I also have a new FM station that a lady I've known for years asked me to help run her station. She got rights to the station, doesn't know a whole lot about radio. I'm going to run it. It's in Southern California. It's an FM station, 99.1. I'm going to help run it. We're going to get this off the ground. I don't know how many months it'll take, but we're going to get this off the ground, and we're going to have another great progressive station. All right, so thank you to Gary Null for having this station. It's just wonderful. Thanks to our Progressive Radio Network director, Jason. Thank you to Jesse, our engineer today. Thank you to Stuart, who always does a great job as a producer of the show. Thank you to Lydia, also, who is an associate producer and has helped us with a lot of things. Thank you to Stefan Rudolph, who does not only a co-host, but he does some production work and webmaster work. He is great. And thank you, our guest, Sonia Grace. And thank you all, listeners, for being with us. Come again next week, Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Have a great day, everybody.